Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference in the Open Spaces room. I'm talking to some of the speakers. Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
My name is Danny Warren. I work for Internology out in Carlsbad, California.
Oh, that's where I remember you from. I saw you. It was a different conference a little bit
ago. DevLink.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I know, obviously, Internology, everyone knows Tim Huckabee, who runs that organization.
He's my claim to fame.
Nice. He's a good guy. So what are you talking about?
So today I'm talking about Cortana and location APIs in Windows 10 and the UWP applications.
So let's briefly talk about each one of those things. Is Cortana and the location stuff separate APIs?
They're separate APIs, but I thought it would be a really great combination to look at each of them together because Cortana is voice activation, it's voice control of your application.
I see.
And then location is something that so many different applications need these days.
Of course.
And I thought it would be a great demo to do Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Oh, that's cool. So let's talk about, you talked about Cortana. Is Cortana just for speech recognition? Because we had that before in the speech APIs. What's new with Cortana that should be interesting to look at?
So the newest part about it is that it's now running on both phone and tablet.
Okay.
It used to only run on Windows Phone 8.1. Mm-hmm. So now it runs on all devices that support Windows 10. And then the other cool part about it is it also supports a new voice command service, which allows you to filter up results or actions to be performed through the Cortana UI inside of Windows.
I see. So now, for example, if you have someone that doesn't have hands or has some sort of disability, you can use Cortana to actually control the computer.
You can control everything as long as the application supports it, yes.
Interesting. So what are the kinds of things that Cortana surfaces, like API-wise?
So it surfaces voice commands.
Okay.
It surfaces, and voice commands, let's talk about what those are the commands you can use to tell the operating system through the Cortana UI what app you want to launch, how you would like to launch it, and any extra information it needs out of that command that comes through.
Awesome.
That's what also enables the voice command service.
Cool.
It also supports doing speech recognition inside of your application.
Okay.
So you can hook up to the dictation API that's provided through Cortana. You can do text-to-speech as well. So you can type in some text, and then your computer will repeat it back to you.
That's interesting. So how hard is it to use?
It's easy.
All right, well, let's see.
Yeah.
That's a good segue. You like that?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump in to our demo here.
Okay.
And we want to first wire up our voice commands. Mm-hmm. So voice commands have a definition file.
Okay.
We'll look at that. So we have this file called voice command definition. Mm-hmm. It's a short or a long term for VCD. Mm-hmm. There's a schema to it that we have to follow. It's an XML document. Mm-hmm. We're going to follow the 1.2 version of it. This is important because this is how we're able to use all the latest features from Cortana.
Got it.
The next part is a command set per language that Cortana supports. There's 14 languages that it currently supports.
Oh, wow.
And in order to access that in code, you'll need to give it a name. We can give it an app name. This is important. This is how the user is going to call upon your app.
Okay.
And then some example of what the user can say.
Okay.
So let's go look at that exact example here. We have our captain's log example. This is a little bit Star Trek themed.
Yeah, of course, as it should be.
What else
Why
would
not?
It be?
That's right.
And so we're going to do a listen for on this example. And the listen for is captain's log and then some text afterwards, some speech after it. And we'll define what this is down below. After it's complete and recognized, then the feedback is what Cortana or your current voice that's selected on the computer, it's not always Cortana's voice, will repeat back to you. And then the action to take afterwards, whether it's a navigate or we can see this other example down here, a voice command service. We can get into each of those later.
Okay.
And that captain's log dictation, we have to define what that is after all of our commands. So we define this dictation scenario indicating to the system that we're going to have an arbitrary long speech duration of just whatever the user's saying.
And how does it know when it stopped? It just hears silence?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all based on just stopping of the voice.
Okay.
All right. So once we have that set up, we'll do a simple install in our app.xaml.cs. Okay. So just the code behind of our application. And we can do that really simply in our constructor. We'll call a register voice commands. And here's where all the actual work gets done. So we're going to go grab that voice command definition file. Mm-hmm. And we're going to install it onto the operating system.
Got it.
Through this API.
Okay.
At this point in time, we're now installed. We're able to say, hey, Cortana, and activate Cortana. Except for, doesn't always work. Computer, captain's log. I am at that conference today. And there we go.
And then it's firing off.
It's firing off. And we can see here's my dictation text and my star date, my current date, if you want to see it in today's date time, and the message that I had put in there.
So that's interesting. So it, the app wasn't even running beforehand.
It wasn't running.
So how does this all get put into the system? Like, it feels like it's in the OS now.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of magic. And then knowing where to look. So in your app, the same place that we just registered the voice commands, we'll scroll down here to another method called onActivated. So onActivated is similar to the onLaunched mm-hmm. event that you can subscribe to, except onLaunched only fires when you're launching your application, mm-hmm. whereas onActivated will fire on multiple different kinds of activations, one of those being voice commands.
Interesting.
And so in here, we're going to prepare ourselves to make sure that we can launch the app completely if it hasn't been opened already.
Right.
If it already is running, we can still handle voice commands.
Sure.
And we will then grab those commands, the event args that were passed in through the event, mm-hmm. and we will get out our voice command activation event args. Mm-hmm. And here we're going to cast those args as those voice command
sure,
activated
we'll get the
event args.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to get the result out. This is a speech recognition result. Mm-hmm. So now this is where we get all of our data out of. Uh-huh. So we'll find the rule path. Rule path represents the name of the command that was executed.
Okay.
So if we look back in our definition file, our command name is captain's log. Mm-hmm. So captain's log is the one that just showed up
Got
for
it.
Us in there. Then we have a debug write line to help out with this presentation.
Of course.
Of course. All right, so we're going to make sure that we know which command was executed. Mm-hmm. In this case, it was captain's log. Now we're going to go and get the value out that was the dictation text that was brought out.
Got
so
it.
That's what this is. We're going to go to our semantic interpretation. This is all the data that mm-hmm. was semantically interpreted for us.
Okay.
And we're going to use that then to navigate to one of our pages. So in this case, when we get out this value, captain's log, dictation, and we go and get the semantic value out of there, the dictation text itself, mm-hmm. we're going to pass, I'm at that conference today.
Okay,
that's
got
what
it.
Got passed in here.
Got it.
And then let's go look at the record notes page.
And that's just a page that's going to show that.
This is a page that I've created, yeah, as a developer. So this is that page that we saw that had the actual screen on it. Here we go. This is the page here,
nice.
The record notes demo page. So we'll go to the code behind of this, and we'll just look at how we navigated here. So here's our onNavigated to method
uh-huh.
that we handle. And we can see some other things going on, but the important part here is this parameter right here. So we'll check to see if the parameter is null or not. And if it's not null, then we'll just use that
right.
to then add a log entry, which is just some custom code for this demo, which is adding it into a collection, which is bound to the UI.
Got it. That's awesome. So next question, because the application might not be running, how do you register your application to use Cortana's services?
That's a great question. So once we run the application the first time, we call that install,
mm-hmm.
and that install is now getting it ready for voice commands. That's the install to the app, to the operating system.
I see.
But there is one other key part,
okay.
and I'll show you what that is. In your project, you have to go to your package app manifest,
mm-hmm.
and you need to declare a few things. You need to declare that you support the internet, and you need to support that you support the microphone.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, because this is a universal Windows platform application
mm-hmm.
that might not be running in the context of the full OS. Exactly. And so you need to tell it what capabilities are available so that if your phone, for example, and this is dumb, obviously it's going to have a microphone, but say you have a weird phone with no microphone, it won't work there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. More likely a tablet with no microphone.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, that's even a better example. Okay, so we talked about Cortana. Looks really cool set up. Let's move on now to the location service. Is that what you talked about?
Sure, yeah. So we also have a demo for using voice with location. Okay. So let's go ahead and look at that. So we have this Beam Me Up Scotty demo that we're working on. So we can say, computer, beam me up Scotty, and then we will launch into this other view. So let's go ahead and do that. All right. Location services. So in this screen here, we're looking at the new UWP map control, which uses the Bing control or the Bing APIs in the back end.
Okay.
So it used to be that there used to be a Bing control suite that you had to bring into your application, and as a developer you had to pay for it.
I see.
But they've now opened that up to us for free.
Oh, wow.
And with a non-expiring token, so we can use this map from Bing forever.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Really awesome. I totally support this. And it's very friendly to NVVM now, so we can now bind in locations like we have here.
Looks like it knows where we are.
It does.
Yeah.
And in the back end, we're calling our single shot location API. So how does that work? Let's go look at it. And I'll go ahead and detach this. In our Solution Explorer, we'll go into a project that I have created to help kind of consolidate this work.
Sure.
To help make it simpler for demoing, called the Location Wrapper. And it simply helps us to wrap things like getting a single shot location. So the important part is not that. The important part is now the guts of this.
Okay.
So the part that is the API is the geolocator.
Okay.
Geolocator is what allows us to have access into all the location services.
Got it.
We can specify desired accuracy. We can specify desired accuracy in meters. Okay. We can support report interval and a few other settings. Once we are ready to go and actually do our request for location, we'll call geolocator get geopoint geoposition async. And there's a few extra settings here. So maximum age is, what is the maximum age of the previous location data that I allow to be used before I say I need something totally different?
Right.
And then timeout is, how long am I willing to wait before I don't want to wait anymore for location? Because if you're in the middle of nowhere with no reception, you need to be respectful to your user's battery life.
Sure, sure.
Once we get back a result, if it's null, it failed, if it got back a result, then we can use that. And in this case, we're going to just return that geoposition up.
I see. And then you're going to use that with the Bing map.
Yeah, okay. So we can go look at that part here. Pages. Here we go. So here's our unnavigated to for the location services page, and we are going to do that get location, get single shot location call. So here we are doing that against the custom code, running against the API. And we'll pass in that geoposition into a method that will then display it on the screen. So here we are setting up beam locations. We're inserting it in there. And
it's just a collection, beam
it's
location.
It's just a collection. And that then is paying attention to. So we have two different examples here. And this example is paying attention to that observable collection being modified. And then we're going to add the actual value to the screen. So here we are getting out our custom object here that wraps the position. And we're going to go create a control that is supported by the Bing Maps control or the UWP Maps control. And this control is called map icon. So it's already handled for me. That little icon that we saw on the map, I didn't have to build that.
It's
just there by default. I give it the point of the location, and that's just off of our beam location. So that's the whole object that we had earlier. And then we tell it where we want to position the anchor to. And that'll position it on the map for us.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So Cortana with sort of GPS geolocation type stuff, you can do some really interesting things with your computer.
You can do some amazing things.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, buddy.
Yeah.
When's your talk?
It's tomorrow at 2:30.
Oh, okay. Well, this will probably come out after that, but I'm sure it's a great talk. Thanks for spending some time with us. I'm here at that conference in the Open Spaces Room. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.